This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
They're a little set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, we've been saying that don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media. And there's very little that I think that you can absolutely trust, including here at USA Prepares. But here's one more twist to that. With AI being unleashed at record speed, and articles are being written by artificial intelligence, and there are bots everywhere, you couldn't believe anything before. Now you can believe even less than that because of the propaganda that's out there. Adolf Hitler had a ministry of propaganda. They were losing the war. They were losing World War II. And Joseph Goebbels was telling the people that, you know, everything's great. They're doing really, really well. They're winning. This was right toward the end of World War II. They were losing. And the ministry of propaganda for the Nazis and the Germans was telling, the Nazis were telling the Germans that everything's going to be all right. We're winning. Right until the end. It was so bad that senior citizens were being given Panzerfaust, which was a anti-tank handheld like a broomstick with a rocket launcher on the end. And you would just aim this at an Allied tank. They would tell you where to aim it. And old men and young boys were given rifles and Panzerfausts to defend Berlin, Germany. And at the same time, Josef Goebbels was saying everything's good. What I'm saying is there's nothing new under the sun. Governments lie and lie and lie more. And it's darn hard to figure out exactly what's going on. And frankly, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's going on. I have a feeling I know what's going on. But can I prove it? No. I can't. But I can tell you this. If this continues, the reports that I've read about oil going to $150 a barrel, that seems pretty likely. If this continues, currently, it's about, let's say, $83. $83.68 right at the moment for a barrel of oil. Well, if it goes to $150, as many have reported in the media that it could happen, that means the price of a gallon of gasoline or diesel will darn near double. That's something to worry about. Because if that happens, everything's going to double. At least everything's going to double. And there's going to be mass starvation. Because the farmers can't afford to pay 2x for diesel fuel to run their tractors. It's as simple as that. And neither can the trucking companies. And guys like Jeff Bezos of Amazon will be saying, uh-oh. We can't ship our packages. People can order things online, but we can't get them delivered at a reasonable price. So there'll be a dramatic fall off in consumption. It seems likely.
I'll tell you something I heard today, Vincent. I had about $95 Australian dollars left over after I'd done all of my grocery shopping and paid my bills and all the rest of it. And it was, you know, it was sitting in my change place that I had. And I was thinking to myself, what do I do with that? And I said, I'm probably best to spend it on trees. So I called up the nursery guys who are also my, I buy livestock feed off of them. They have a produce store in town and they do deliveries. So I said, could I buy some trees off of you? And I said, what have you got? And so I arranged the order and I said, okay, $95 shipped, is that okay? And he said, oh, it comes to 98. I said, well, could you give me a discount? And they said, oh, you're all right. You're a good customer. You bought a lot of stuff off of us. And I know you'll continue to buy it. But this, just this one, not all the time. And they said, and he explained himself afterwards. He said, listen, you got to understand, I can't do this all the time to have, like, $3 off because... diesel fuel is going up to $3 a litre next year, which is only in a few months' time. He said he'd heard it on the grapevine, and that's $12 a gallon for diesel fuel. That's Australian dollars. So if you convert it over from the exchange rate, you'll figure out how much that is in US dollars. But 12 Australian dollars a gallon for diesel fuel here in Australia. And, you know, I got my trees and I said, I thought it was better to get the trees because that money is losing value as I'm looking at it. And my unemployment benefits just in this last week, they jumped. They have an inflation-adjusted increase. This inflation-adjusted increase has gone from $702 a fortnight to $758 a fortnight. That is the new rate for unemployment benefits that has been inflation-adjusted. So... I haven't figured out what percentage that is yet, but it's going to be steep. And that's not going to help the situation, Vincent, because, you know, whereas I've got an extra $56 a week, technically, in my hand, that's not going to last long because everybody else has as well. And I've got no incentive to save. Because if I say that it's going to be worth less next week and the week after and the week after and the week after, and no one else has got an incentive to save either. So, but I put my money into trees, which are going to grow, which I'll be able to propagate out and then maybe sell their, you know, cuttings and this sort of thing. So, and some of the trees were actually, I bought two grapevines. So I might be able to sell some of the grapes. You know, we'll see. But I certainly won't starve. And, you know, the trees will help to feed me. They'll also help to feed my animals. And, you know, that's how I'm thinking at the moment. But I know that a lot of other people are going to get that extra $56 a fortnight, and they're just going to waste it. They're going to blow it. But I didn't. I put it into things that are going to make this place a better place and that are going to make my life more comfortable and more secure into the future. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it does. And during the Weimar Republic in Germany, during the period of hyperinflation, what people who had a little bit of funds did, if they went to buy a meal at a restaurant, just just subsistence living. They would pay for it before they ate it, because in the half an hour or 45 minutes that it would take to eat it, the price would go up. So they paid for it before they ate it, literally. That's what you're talking about, Gwyneth. That's the extreme example in history. Absolutely happened. It's fact. That's hyperinflation. And, Gwyneth, that $12 Australian for gasoline, $12 Australian, is $7.69 a gallon for diesel. If you were to convert the price you're talking about next year for diesel to U.S. dollars, $7.69. It's about just under 2x. I mean, for all intents and purposes, if you were to round, it'd be 2x what it is now. Gwyneth, you and I were talking about something that's really important, I think, to share with our class. And that is about living on the border and how it makes no sense. Because if you live on the border, something can happen on the other side of the border that will be really dangerous, or could be really dangerous for you. That's why you don't want to live on the border. Any border. Or something can happen in a city government that can be really dangerous to you if you live in the city. So let me give you just a very, very tiny example. There are many cities that have adopted, it's now legal to have on your possession dope, you know, in some specific quantity or less. So it may seem like that doesn't matter. I mean, heck, everybody's going to be responsible, right? Well, it's not true. People have been found to be high on drugs at work. And we know people who know the people, or know of coworkers who have been found. I'm not talking about friends necessarily, but people who work with others, and the others have been found to have been consuming drugs while at work. Now, some drugs are now legal. They weren't legal before, but now they are, like marijuana. So if a city says it's okay for y'all to smoke dope, does that mean that the city bus driver is allowed to smoke dope? How about the cab drivers? How about the guys who work at the water treatment plant and are trying to measure the right amount of chlorine and fluoride as per their job description? Or maybe they say, well, you know, hey, what's a couple extra scoops or shovels with a front-end loader? I mean, I'm concerned about all this. And that's why I don't like leaving the farm. I like staying home. I really don't like going out. And I said to Mrs. Finelli when we went out yesterday for our annual health checkup, I said, I don't like leaving the farm. She said, I don't like leaving the farm either. That's really where we are. Gwyneth, do you like leaving the farm?
No. No, I don't. Because there have been occasions in the past where I've gone out for just for an evening out with friends. And something happens. I can't enjoy myself when I'm out. I can only enjoy myself when I'm here. Because if something happens at the farm.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your
your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is live in Australia. Gwyneth, you want to talk about living near the border and your concerns?
Yeah, I heard about, or I came across this guy who had this YouTube channel, and he had bought a farm. He thought the farm was in the middle of nowhere, and it was in West Texas, out in the middle of the hinterboonies of West Texas, and you had to drive 2 hours to get there from the nearest little town. It was across the worst roads that you've ever seen. And he thought that he was out in the remote backblocks of Texas. And then he woke up one morning and he found out that there were all these strangers wandering across his land. And he'd bought his land 5 miles from the Mexican border. And all the illegal immigrants had chosen his land to just wander through and on the way to wherever it was that they were going. And if you looked at it on a map, you'd be able to see that it was 5 miles from Mexico. You'd be able to see it as plain as day. But he didn't seem to recognize that that was a problem. You know, back when he bought it, about a year ago or whatever it was. And it was a problem a year ago. It was a problem 2 and 3 years ago. It's always been a problem. It was a problem when I was you know, in my 20s, teens and 20s, there were, you know, illegal immigrants coming across the Mexican border, walking across the desert down there. It's been a problem for many, many years. And you've got rocks in your head if you live within cooey of a border. You need to really have a think about what you're doing because you're not paying attention. You don't do that. You live. The best place that I think to live is at least 20 kilometres, that's 15 miles, from the nearest town, at least. And to have at least 20 acres of land, preferably 40, but you would struggle as a single person or as a couple to manage a block of land of more than 40 acres. You would really, as a couple, you might be able to manage 100 or so acres. But, you know, as a single person, you would really struggle to manage more than about 40 acres of land. You've got to really sit and think about what you're doing before you do it. Because once you've done it, it's done. And some things can be really, really hard to undo. And this guy thought he had a good deal because he paid about, he had a couple of thousand acres of land and he paid about $78,000 for the land, which is really not very expensive at all. And it's his country. So the reason why it was so cheap was because it was 5 miles from the Mexican border, and the people who sold it to him were fed up with people just wandering across their land. You know, drug runners and, you know, child traffickers and all sorts. Really, really Mexican cartel people, gun runners and all sorts just wander across the land. There's nothing you could do about it. You make a scene about it, they're going to burn your house down in the middle of the night. This is it. You know, it's just these people don't mess around. So the best solution is to just not be there. Let somebody else have that problem. You go out in the middle of nowhere. Not near town. Not near any boundaries. Not near anything like that. Not near a nuclear power station. Not near a coal-fired power station. Not near a rubbish dump. Just out in the middle of nowhere. You know, and it's...
Not near a city, like in the Middle East.
Certainly
that,
not.
Two countries are bombing buildings in the cities, each other's cities, right now.
Yeah.
Right now. And yesterday.
That's right.
It takes one guy to slam his hand
Hi,
on the desk
I'm
and
Dr.
say...
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. The U.S. cannot confirm the exact number of Americans that are being held by Hamas after their attack on Israel. Congressional Republicans are increasingly optimistic they will select a new speaker today even. Representative Mike McCaul of Texas says it must be done quickly because of the situation in Israel. Strikes continue across the country with the United Auto Workers strike in its 27th day. An Anderson Economic Group has found the dispute has cost that industry $5.5 billion since the strike began. Layoffs looming in the coal industry, projected closures could result in nearly 1 million job losses by the year 2050, with about 500,000 of them occurring by 2035. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This can be sliding. When you go to the seat for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Vincent, you're talking about a small farm like, let's say, 20 acres or 40 acres, and with machinery, the average size farm in Missouri is about 250 acres, and ours is 241. So it's an average size farm. And typically farms are are sized by in multiples of 40 acres, 40, because land was originally surveyed here in what's called square sections. And a square section is 1 mile by 1 mile. And then it was divided up into smaller sections. And an easy multiple of that would be a quarter of a mile by a quarter of a mile. So a quarter of a mile by a quarter of a mile happens to be 40 acres. And so typically farms are in quarter of a mile by a quarter of a mile multiples. So 240, 250 acres, that's a typical size farm. And that's the most that a family seems to be able to handle with machinery. So that's why they're that size. If a family could handle one that's larger, they would. But they can't because it's too much work. It's more fencing than they can handle. It's more land than they can handle. It's more woods than they can handle. And be more animals than they can handle. So that's why that's the number for a small family farm with machinery. Now, without machinery, it's a whole different size. And I think what you're talking about is totally realistic. 20 acres is manageable with a lot of work. And 40 acres would be really a stretch. And so you and I agree on these numbers, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And, there's another thing I thought about during the ad, and that was that you don't want to be somewhere where you're the foreigner. Okay? So picking your rural location, you want to have somewhere where you're not going to be a total outsider, you know. So you want to, if you're American, you probably want to pick somewhere within the United States, the continental United States, maybe up to Alaska. But the Alaskans are their own people, really. And that's not an ideal bug out location. It's just too cold, unless you're from there. And if you're not from there, then that's quite something. But if you are from the continental United States, you want to stay within the continental United States, because otherwise you're going to be the outsider. You're going to be, if you go to South America, you're going to be the gringo. And when things go south, they are going to single you out, whether you deserve it or not. They are going to single you out if you are the local gringo. And you don't want to be the local gringo. You want to blend in. And maybe you'll be the new guy for about 10 or 20 years or whatever. But you'll be, oh, you're that guy. He comes from Tennessee. You know, we're in Missouri, he's from Tennessee. Yeah, that's not quite the same, but oh well, whatever. He's still American, so there is that. And but it's a whole different kettle of fish if you go to Mexico. You are going to be the local gringo. You are going to be singled out by both the blue team, or their version of the blue team, and by the local themselves for special treatment. And it's not necessarily going to be good special treatment. It's probably going to be bad special treatment. So there is that. And actually, you know something, it was Joel Skousen he had an interview today on the Alex Jones show. That was yesterday. He was on the Alex Jones show, and he said something I don't necessarily agree with. He said, if you can't move out of the city, at least move into the outer suburbs. And I say, no. This is one time I disagree with Joel Skousen for saying that. I say, no, you need to leave the city. You need to leave even the outer suburbs. You need to be in the Hinterboonies now, even if it means walking out on your life, you need to do this. And, you know, you need to figure out a way to do this, because things really are getting that desperate. If you're in the outer suburb, there's still too many people around, and they are going to really, they're going to go nuts. I'm not even kidding when I say they're going to get to killing people in the streets. They're just about at that stage now. I'm watching it on the media, you know, on YouTube and that, and, you know, Palestinians gathering for a rally at the Sydney Opera House, and there's this guy, there's one Jewish guy shows up with a flag, the Jewish flag, as a counter-protest to these Palestinians who are shouting, "Gas the Jews!" Sorry, I'm quoting. Please don't get offended. I'm quoting. That's what they said. That's not what I said. That's what they said. They said, "Gas the J people, gas the small hat people." That's what they were saying. The Palestinians at the Sydney Opera, and there was one small hat nation man showed up to do a counter protest, and the police arrested him. This is insane. It's absolutely insane, Vincent. These people are going nuts. And there's no way that you're ever going to stop it. The only thing that
when you say small hat, you're not saying that as a slight. I think you're saying that because they wear a yarmulke, which is a very, very small hat.
Yeah. I do not hate the Israeli people. You know, I married a man with the surname of Isaac, Mac Isaac. He was a Danite, and his mother hid the fact of his ancestry from him because of the Holocaust and because World War II was happening, and because her husband, who was not his father, hated them, was an anti-Semite. Her husband was an anti-Semite and threatened to beat his wife if his wife ever told the boy who his real father was. So she hid the fact from him out of fear for her, for both of their safety, until he was 46 years old. And he didn't find out who his real father was until he was 46.
Gwyneth, you mentioned...
This is a real problem.
Gwyneth, you mentioned... You mentioned something very important. And that was that being a foreigner is a difficult thing. And this is not a slight against foreigners, because anybody going to a different place can be considered a foreigner, anybody. And so when we moved to Missouri from the East Coast, still within the United States, we're considered foreigners because we're not from Missouri. Our daddies and daddies, daddies and daddies, daddies, daddies weren't from or born here. So we're considered foreigners, and we're going to be foreigners for generations here in Missouri if society lasts that long. And when Brett called and he was thinking about buying land that, you know, after a massive die-off, he was thinking about getting some land. He called in and we discussed this. Kyle and I discussed this with him. We talked about foreigners. And unfortunately, the guys who have been there before and lived there a long time absolutely positively recognize that they recognize the new person. And if the new person is not from there, they're foreigners. As a matter of fact, even if you're from the other side of Missouri, you're still considered a foreigner in Missouri because you're not from this exact location, wherever this location may be. And it can be in any state or any country. So if you're not from that exact spot, that town or that county, you're considered a foreigner. And there is some level of resentment, regardless of whether you deserve it or not. There is. And so if you buy land that, even if you buy land at the courthouse steps, let's say the family can't pay their taxes on their farm, and the farm is sold on the courthouse steps, no matter who buys that farm, that family will be resented for at least a generation because they bought the land at the courthouse steps. Gwyneth, tell me I'm wrong.
That's true. That actually, that really is true, you know. And, you know, if that ever happened to me, I would hate the people. To me, I would absolutely hate them.
And these could be, you know, people that had nothing, that had nothing to do with you.
That had nothing to do with me whatsoever. And yet, right. I would resent the fact that they, in my eyes, if that happens to me, I would view it as they robbed me of my farm.
Right.
That is how I would see it, and that's how anyone would see it. And I challenge anybody, you know, if that ever happened to you, that how would you honestly feel? You would feel exactly the same way. Anybody would. You know, so don't buy land on the courthouse steps. Boycott that system. Boycott that system. And, you know, of course, not everybody will boycott that system. Somebody will buy the land on the courthouse steps. But they need to be made to feel uncomfortable for the fact that they've done that, because this whole thing of property taxes is an extortionate scam. It really truly is. And the people who participate in it need to be made to feel guilty about the fact.
You know, Gwyneth, here in Missouri, I've heard these stories from farmers. And during the first Great Depression, families lost their farms. They couldn't pay the taxes, and they couldn't make the payments to the bank, and the farms would be sold on the courthouse steps. But the neighboring farms and farmers did a brilliant, brilliant thing. They organized. They got together and they said, okay, we will buy the farm for like $5.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So the rest of the story, class, is what the farmers did here in Missouri during the first Great Depression is they would organize. And they would know that a family farm was going to be sold at the courthouse steps. And they would go to the auction. They would go and they would bid reluctantly for that farm. And they would keep the price very, very, very low, like $5. And one of them, and they would agree in advance who was going to buy the farm. And they would buy, one person would buy the farm for $5 and receive title to it and give it back to the person who had it sold out from under them. So the neighbors all got together to save their village from the first Great Depression. And that's a brilliant, brilliant strategy. But you have to make sure that there are no greedy people there who would say, I'm not doing that. I'm going to buy me that farm real cheap for myself. Right? So it worked. It worked. I'm not so sure it would work now. Because people are really, really me first and greedy. But it worked back then, when people were a lot more polite, mannerly, and cared about their neighbors. Today, I'm not so sure people care about their neighbors. As a matter of fact, I've talked to so many people who have said, yeah, you know, we're the only couple, you know, in our entire family that understands preparedness. Everybody else is vacationing, going to the mouse, and you know, squandering money, going to restaurants, and going on vacations and cruises, and spending money like it's like the party's never going to end. And they say that they're the only ones in their family that think the way we do, preparedness minded. And there's one other point I'd like to put an exclamation point on. I was talking with a lady. I really like her. She's a wonderful lady. And we're talking about where she lived. And she's very interested in preparedness. And so I said, so where actually do you live? And she said, well, she lives right on the border of the town. And in the United States. And I said, so where's your water come from? Do you have a well? And she said, we have municipal water. Now, if the grid goes down, maybe I should say when the grid goes down. When the grid goes down, Do you think that the water, the municipal water company, has a backup generator that can provide that much electricity to run the well pumps that pump the water out of the ground and pump it into those water towers for delivery to the town or the city? You think so? I submit to you that's unlikely. And if they do have a generator, will they be able to get the fuel to run the generator from now on to keep that pump pumping? And with the grid down, will they be able to get spare parts for that generator? And if you think about it, the bus companies that made those electric buses that were sold in Wyoming and California, and the bus company, that electric bus company, went bankrupt, and now the buses are not usable at $1 million a piece because they can't get parts to keep them on the road. Same thing will happen with generator parts, water pump parts, transformers, every single thing you can think of. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, it might have been Joel Skousen or it might have been somebody else on this other broadcast today said that one thing that you're going to have real problems with is electrical transformers. And this person, I actually think that it was Joel Skousen. He said, what, do you think they have a warehouse full of electrical transformers ready to just change them out when they fail or something? And I was listening to that and I was saying, we're definitely on the same page. And I know that Joel Skousen is the USA Prepares instructor as well. But he was on this other broadcast. And I'm really glad that he mentioned that because nobody's thinking about that, Vincent. It's true. They don't have a warehouse. And he said, they're going to set off. The Russians are, at some stage, going to set off a EMP, a nuclear blast about 5 miles up, and it's going to wipe out every electrical transformer in the continental United States. That's what it's going to do. Or the members of some of these minority groups, and they're not the minority anymore, by the way, are going to go around and do various acts on the transformers. We're not advocating this, but these people are nuts. These people are crazy. They come from low IQ parts of the world where that sort of behavior is what happens. And they think that they can come here and do to our country what they've done to their own country. They soiled their own bed and now they want to soil ours.
Gwyneth, I was...
That's just how it is. And we're going to lose our electrical supply all over the Western world. We're going to have to sit in silence and darkness. Just like
I warned the membership of Laclede Electric Cooperative when I was on stage running for board of directors. And I mentioned exactly that about these substations, how vulnerable they were. And one of the board members' husbands laughed at me and he said, that's idiotic. It's idiotic.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.